Probably, yeah. Hopefully, you know, I'll still be able to do it, but regardless, I own it now, so I got to deal with it somehow.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
See you next month.
Appreciate your time.
Next, we have the proposed nightly rental at 540 Dale Avenue, Hollister. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey. Tamala Sandberg and Robin Hendry are seeking a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to use an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 540 Dale Avenue, Hollister, for nightly rental. I've got some pictures, and then we'll pull it up on Beacon. This is their driveway entrance looking on the east side of the home. And then I just swung around and took a picture of the main home, and then this would be the west side. And Robin, the property line is actually way over here. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because, yeah. We'll see that on the... Now, for everybody's location, State Park Marina, Table Rock. This is the old 86 boat ramp. Mm-hmm. Rick will know where this is at. There's our lift station for the sewer. And then down Dale, our home's highlighted here, so.
4,000 on the right up to boat access.
And something I just did learn from one of the county commission meetings I had was that that pictometry is... Oh, it won't come up on this one. It's the 2019. The new pictometry, but it's not wanting to come up on this one.
Just up the street on the right-hand side. And I don't know if it's still existing or not.
There was one right there by the boat ramp.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's still existing.
There, yeah, they've sold. They haven't sold, I think, that her husband passed.
Yeah.
And so, but there's one there on the corner. And there's a couple of them right there close to the house. There was a great big one, Gary and Kay's place, but I don't think that they're doing it anymore. But there's Vickery Resort, there's Rockland Resort out there.
Rockview.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've lived out there for almost 30 years. So when I purchased that house, it was a nitty-bitty 24 by 24, and I put my dad and my mother and I put a big addition on it, and... I think I know everything about that house. It was the homestead. It was the first little house that they moved up there when they built the dam. So that house used to sit in the middle of the lake. It was a little farmhouse, and they moved it up and completely gutted it, and everything's new in it. Oops. So I've lived there for 30 years. Rob and I got married about 5 years ago, and he moved down here with me, and we purchased another home that's just two blocks from this home. I broke an ankle 9 years ago, pretty bad, and it barks at me. And this home is a tri-level home, the house that I've been living in for 30 years. So we talked after we got married and said, you know, we need to find a one-level home for you. And wasn't much longer. After that, we found a house on Lakeview Street. Like I said, it's just a couple blocks from there. We spent the past 2 years gutting it and rebuilding it and moved into it in December. We put the, trying to figure out what to do. I'm very emotionally attached to this property. We put it for sale a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. It's, we need to do something. My husband, lost his job, or part of his job out at Silver Dollar City. He's been there for about 15 years, 16.
Yes,
and this past season, he lost 2/3 of his income out there. So he still got a job out there, but so we're trying to figure out how we can generate some money on this, and really don't want to part with it. But I did some management, rental property management, and I don't really want to put somebody in this house for a year and not be able to get in and see, you know, that they're taking care of it. I can tell you the property has got a pretty substantial yard. I have beautiful gardens and koi ponds in the back. It's a little paradise. It's a beautiful little place. Robin and I have spent some time on vacations and tried this nightly rental, Airbnb nightly rental. We think it's a great concept. We love it. I really feel like that's kind of what society is asking for these days. People like to go into a home versus in a hotel room. And it's a lovely property. And we're thinking that being so close, that we'd be able to run it, you know, ourselves.
So you would manage?
We would manage it.
Manage
we would
the
be
property.
The, we would be the representatives. Yes. We're two blocks from here.
Have you talked to the neighbors on either side of what your idea is
yes.
with this and what are
we've
their
spoken,
thoughts?
We've spoken with the neighbor to the right on this picture, and she seems to be for it. The neighbor on the left is our renters.
Rentals.
And they don't seem to have any objection to it. I haven't spoken with the owners of that property yet. The ones across the street, we haven't spoke to directly at Pay and Loin.
No, spoke with Mike and Cindy, and I don't know that we're going to have any opposition. Robin and I have, you know, before we've already paid to have the letters sent out and that sort of thing, but we really want to go and talk to the neighbors ourselves. Like I said, I've been there for 30 years, and the people know that we've fixed the other place up. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything to make the property, you know, lessen in value. We take beautiful care of our homes. We would continue to take care of this home. So,
well, I'd highly recommend that. That would help with the mm-hmm. process. A nightly rental does require a buffer zone or a buffer plan. So mm-hmm. I would address that or consider addressing that for both sides. Is there anything else that you guys want
to
add?
I need to consider the parking. I don't know. It may be misleading. I'm a little worried about there might not be adequate parking from what I see there.
There's a lot.
According to how many do you, how many?
Three bedrooms.
Okay.
Four parking.
Three.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Where are we?
Anyway, this is a carport here, so there's one parking there. Yeah. This is an open lot, basically there. It's gravel.
We use for parking.
The driveway here is shared driveway between the two properties, and so. There's easement back at the end.
Oh, here.
Got a lot that stuff right. We hit you with the public hearing, but I gave him the drawing
to help him out.
And there's parking on the side back. You know, there's a shed back there and a little lean-to for the lawnmower, and there's parking back there. There's also a circle drive in front of the house.
Yeah, I noticed the little entrance coming in when I was taking
that
one picture. I turned around. There was, and then I could see the circle drive, which you can see on here.
Can you see the circle drive?
Right here.
Yeah, there's a circle drive out front also, which has been great for boats and trailers and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Boat launch is right down the... And also, another thing that's been wonderful is right across the street is access to the lake from the house.
Yeah.
It's a Corps of Engineer property. There's a nice little trail.
A trail that comes down... direction. I can't make it out on this picture. But.
Yeah, I see it right there.
Here?
There, huh? Yeah. So it's right there, and that's access down to the lake. So it's
a walking access.
It's really, really like a lovely spot. You know, it has a lot of amenities. You know, the state park's right there, all the hiking trails.
Is the shared driveway a verbal agreement, or is it something that's
don't know.
It's written and filed. There's an easement in the back of the property, a 20-foot easement from my property line to the people that have the property. There's nobody that's built in the back. It's just a wooded area. But there is somebody that owns the property back there.
What's your question answered about the driveway?
So that agreement is between you, the property owner to the right, and the one behind you?
There's no property behind us. I mean, there's land, of course, but there's no...
Right, there's
no... Right.
There may be a house there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, they could build tomorrow, so...
But there's an easement.
Because this was the first property out there, it was necessary to have an easement at that time. But since then, the properties out there, there's a road that goes around that accesses the property behind us.
Which is on Tina Street.
Which is on Tina Street. There's a property that sits behind us, and they access their property. They've got a swimming pool there. And then that lot, there's one lot there that...
to our understanding is that this area back here is an easement. So from the back of our shed here, which I think is there, our property marker is right there. And then the next property marker is on up here into the wooded area. Mm-hmm. So that this area here is considered an easement, in my understanding.
Mm-hmm. And the woods is right there at the property, the line of the gentleman that has the property behind the easement.
You need to talk to every neighbor you can, and you need to reach out a long ways out, because we've had them applied before that we had to pay. Mm-hmm. So you need to get...
Because of opposition?
Yes.
Of neighbors?
Yes.
I would also address the common driveway.
Yeah.
So the neighbor to the right in that picture understands.
Oh, there's no problem there. I've lived there for 30 years, and Diane and
I... Something in writing?
We need writing. Okay.
The written document is... Recorded written document is per easement, and that would show up. It'd either be on your deed.
God, I'm thinking it is. I think it's...
And remember also, I mean, right here where I've got my arrow, that is a driveway for the circle drive.
Yes.
So, I mean, they have this one.
Yeah,
they probably choose to use this one more. But...
Right. Well, the one up front isn't accessible to the back where the parking is. You have to go down that shared driveway, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I put the other driveway in when I put the circle drive in there. So there used to be just the one driveway that went up. And like I said, I think because Tina Street didn't go back there, you know, back years ago. So now they've got new homes. You can see the home back there. It's got the pool. And there's a street on the back side, and I'm guessing that that's how they would access the property.
What are we going to do about a barrier down the shared
down the middle of a driveway?
We're going to almost have something in writing from that other house.
That won't
even
though
it is. Yeah, even though it is.
It's not deeded.
It's kind of like out Branson Creek, where you have the two homes and the one driveway.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is a little different due to the setting. So. Having that understanding, something written from that owner, but it also needs to be filed because if they sell that property.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. That's you guys' decision, yeah.
So if we get a letter from the neighbor stating that we're in agreement about the driveway, I bring it into the recorder of deeds, basically? Have it notarized?
I think there's something on the deed.
There might be. It seems like I looked, but we'll do some research,
too. I do. I think there's something on the deed. I've lived there so long.
Sure, sure.
So by July
8th.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if it was easy, everybody would want to do it.
So the
2,500 out here that are not legal.
So the driveways are not a buffer. Because there's a driveway on the other side of the property, too.
That's by definition.
It's not.
Okay. Ray, have you noticed going in and out of there, do they still have a sign up towards the entrance?
No. They made them take it down.
Yeah. Well, we've had opposition.
They're out. They've moved out of the neighborhood. I know exactly who you're talking about, and they've moved out of the neighborhood. So hopefully there won't be the opposition that we've had in the past. So.
And I would reach out to the homeowner that has the renters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know them too. So they have another home down there on the point so that they don't live in that one.
That's a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Try and reach out to as many people then as possible, I guess. So. All right, anything else that we need to have when we come back?
I'll be making contact with you probably starting next week, and I'll do a little bit of research and... Maybe work through some email with you.
The other issue you were saying is the buffering in the drive.
I don't know how we're going to handle that. That's something that's going to have to be figured out. I mean, because that's over our head. I mean, like you said, we've seen it at Branson Creek, but that's a little different scenario.
Is the concern that our nightly rental people would...
Could park in their driveway.
Drift off into the neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
No real separation.
No.
Okay, the date will be July 8th. And again, reach out to Scott if...
a renter, not their rental, will not be aware it's a shared driveway, I don't think.
I don't have a hammer.